Hey everybody, welcome back to Attention Deficit Devos, a devotional devoted to teens from all walks of life looking to grow in their walk with God. I'm your host, Ryan McCabe, your ADD pastor. So for everyone listening, don't just listen, but let these brief devotions challenge you to grow in your faith and understanding of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's now listen into today's Devo. Frodo. You may know him as Elijah Wood's character from the movie trilogy of the early 2000s. This stumpy little hero is the main character of J.R.R. Tolkien's epic masterpiece, The Lord of the Rings. Frodo Baggins is a young hobbit entrusted with a mission that will either save or doom everyone, destroying a ring that gives the ultimate power to anyone who wears it. This ring was forged long ago and has been lost for generations until finding its way to the pure-hearted hobbit. You've probably read the books or seen the films, or at least heard of the story. Partway through this journey, Frodo and his companions officially become a special group called the Fellowship of the Ring. This is more than just a gang of friends or a club of mythical woodland creatures. The Fellowship is a unique relationship centered around a mission involving a life-changing power of the ring Frodo carries. Without delving into any more of the storyline, keep this concept of fellowship in mind as you grab your Bible. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. These seven verses have an epic feel, don't they? John, the author, shared from personal experience something that is truly life-changing. He wrote that this word of life has existed since before time began, but that the mystery has been revealed and made known to him. He and his fellow disciples had journeyed with the Son of God, Jesus himself. Since that time, John's life had never been the same, and neither had any of the disciples' lives. Over and over he used the word fellowship. As in the story above, this fellowship is more than just a gathering of friends. As believers in Christ, walking in the light of truth, we share a unique mission and purpose in life. Our fellowship with God and each other is a specific relationship centered around Christ. John says that he wants to share this good news with everyone so that they can also join the fellowship and have their joy made complete. Think about this today. A relationship with God and with His people is not just casual friendship or passing acquaintance. Your fellowship is intentional. It has purpose. You have a mission. You should be careful about how you live because you have been entrusted with the truth of God, the world-changing power of the Word of Life. You share the common bond of the blood of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins with all who follow Christ. What will you do with this truth? Will it be the guiding force in your life? Will you invite others to join the fellowship? Thank you for listening to the Attention Deficit Devos podcast. Tune in next time or subscribe, and when I make another, you'll get it. A big thanks to our listeners in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Oregon. Keep on listening and spread the word.